Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there this weekend doing whatever it is you're doing, working, keeping America moving and growing along here, thank you very much for all you do. And to all the people in the chat room, howdy, howdy. And appreciate you chiming in and making all the comments there. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, we have further news on the raccoon, Kyle. He may have been on CNN before.
That's right. We did find a screenshot of what appears to be Chris Cuomo interviewing a raccoon.
With a Make America Great Again hat.
With a Make America Great Again hat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just never know. The real question now, will CNN become anti-raccoon? We don't know, but we will keep everybody apprised.
Oh, that was so funny. And I'm telling you, if somebody doesn't pick that video up and put it all over the Internet over the weekend, they're really doing a great disservice, because it was hilarious. We need a little laughter. CNN reporter went ballistic when he picked that thing up and threw it at it. It was like, hey, oh. Oh, boy. All right, well, let's get into the voter registration thing, because I've heard this. When Nelson called in and said his county up there were more Republicans that were registered than Democrats, which is turning things around. But the state of Pennsylvania yesterday, we got news that Pennsylvania has registered more Republican voters than Democrats, which is a significant accomplishment. I've been hearing this in other states around the country. By the way, Nevada. We hear from Wayne Allen Root and Eddie Floyd, and hello to both of them on a regular basis. And we're hearing that things for Donald Trump out there are moving right along, whereas Joe Biden, it's like a work in progress, and nobody can really find anybody.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, Captain, I think people, of course, as we're getting much closer now to the election, and yes, I know a lot of people have already cast their ballot by absentee or mail-in, and in the millions, obviously, but the thing is that as we get closer to the election, more people are really starting to, as people often do in these election cycles, they start laser beaming in. And I think, Captain, the idea of jobs and moving America forward is becoming paramount. They're seeing the Democrat candidate, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris talk about how taxes are going to go up, You know, they try to really tell you, oh, no worry, we're only going to raise the taxes on bad rich people. But people understand inherently that that's not true. They understand that the possibility of shutting down the country increases exponentially with a Biden administration. And they see President Trump, who has been bringing jobs back, wants people to be able to continue working and will boldly go into the future here. I think it makes a big difference to them.
Now, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri is demanding that the Dems renounce their attacks on Barrett's faith because they are starting to do that again, as we talked about. And again, it's not only unconstitutional, but it's illegal to challenge someone that's trying to take a government position over their faith. It's absolutely blatantly unconstitutional and illegal.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. In fact, it's one of the major touchstones of our republic and of our society. But just as we were talking with Mike in the first hour about how the educational system has been undermined,
mm-hmm.
Not all that long ago, it would be unthinkable to attack people based on their religious views or their seriously held religious faith.
Yeah.
But it has become so chipped away at and almost normalized that it is really unconscionable. But she is a person of principle and a person mm-hmm. of faith, and to be vilified for that is terrible.
Now, the hard left is also changing their modus operandi because Black Lives Matter now is more aggressively targeting Christian athletes, Christian coaches, and Christian colleges.
Again, see, this is the pattern that we see, that it's okay to go after Christians. I hate to say it's okay to mock Christianity. It's okay to try to just put it in such a bad light. But again, it would have been unthinkable.
Hold on a second. Good morning. Is this Mike again?
Yes, Captain and Professor. I just have some breaking news. Some well-placed sources of mine have just told me that the raccoon is going to be putting together an exploratory committee. He wants to run in 2024. And other sources have told me that he's reached out to the fly who was on Joe Biden's head to see about if the fly would be his running mate.
Thank you.
That's breaking news. All right.
Thank you very much. Oh, boy. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Hold on, child. All right, folks. We'll be right back, and I'm telling you. Matter of fact, we're going to see if we can get this picture posted on the Captain's America Third Watch page here in a second. Unbelievable. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, and Mike Pompeo is about to do something that's going to upset Hillary. I'll tell you what it is.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, I had my own first-hand experience with Auto Glass America this week. I had a piece of concrete hit my windshield and shattered the right side of my windshield. And I called up my insurance company, and they said, yep, you're covered. Do you know who it is you're going to have replaced the windshield? I said, yep, Auto Glass America. And they said, okay, we'll take care of that. You just call them up, make an appointment, and go from there. I did that. They did that. Next day they showed up. Guess what? Brand new windshield. And they handed me $100 check. Now, I have never been paid for my windshield before when I've had to get it replaced. So now, if you're in the Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland area, even Port Charlotte, surrounding areas too, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget, you're going to get $100 back. Unbelievable, $100 back for that windshield. All right, and Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
And I'm a believer now. I am an absolute, you know, I knew they were good, but I didn't realize they were this good. Holy smokes. And they've got locations all across the country, too. All right, let's go back to what we're doing. Were you able to do that, by the way?
Yes, I sure was. In the Captain's America, official Captain's America Third Watch group, we were able to post the picture of what appears to be Chris Cuomo interviewing a raccoon with the Make America Great Again hat on. We don't know. The unnamed sources have provided this picture, so basically it's up to everybody just to take a look and draw their own conclusion.
Yeah, and if I was Fox, I would play that thing into perpetuity because of the fact that this CNN reporter just he went wild. He went wild. But anyway, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, says the State Department will get Hillary's emails out and released to the public. Holy smokes.
Well, you know, it seems like there continues to be, these dominoes continue to fall over.
Drip.
But what happens, though, of course, is there's a lot of consternation out there, Captain, about the speed of trying to get to the bottom of something with this whole thing. You know, it would seem to me we've seen in other investigations, you know, come and they get concluded. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the Mueller report even got done, but this is really starting to get a lot of people. They want to know what happened. They want to know what's next.
Well, this is all true, but we also need to understand something here, and that is the fact that when it comes to president and the investigating U.S. attorney who's on the case, John Durham, that he's a prosecutor. He's not doing something and then releasing it for the public. He just isn't. And people need to get over that because it's not the way it is. And they're expecting, well, we're going to get the Durham report. No, we're not. He's a prosecutor. The report goes to the attorney general, who then turns it over to the grand jury, who then, if we hear about it at all, that's where we'll hear about it. So anything we're hearing right now is mainly speculation. We don't have any concrete stuff out there because that's not the way this works.
Well, that's right. And in the meantime, we have the court of public opinion. I think it's very clear. I don't know a lot of people that kind of believe, you know, Hillary Clinton, basically, or take her at face value with a lot of this stuff, especially in the last election. And that was back in 2016 when she was saying, what, did I wipe it with a cloth or something? And she was being very coy and trying to be humorous. But a lot of people didn't think it was real funny.
No, and why would you think it's funny? Because we were serious, and she knew we were serious. She was trying to do whatever she was doing. Well, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris continue to dodge questions about packing the Supreme Court. They're not answering any questions at all. As a matter of fact, Kamala now, I think, has kind of been clamped up after the debacle with the Abraham Lincoln stuff. That really, she's getting a lot of flack for that.
Well, yeah, and for good reason. You know, again, when you invoke Lincoln, usually it's supposed to be, you know, pretty serious and make a really good point. But she wasn't even invoking Lincoln. She was just kind of saying this guy named Abraham Lincoln said thus and such.
Well, she said, oh, yeah. Honest Abe. Yeah, let's go there, Honest Abe.
Yeah, and again, it's like they never think people aren't going to check this stuff. You know, it's like the stuff that goes around social media with some quote attributed to some famous person, and all you got to do is just check it out and see if it's real or not, and usually it's not. You know, this is that reminds me of that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's see here. Let me see if I got a question. I got a question from somebody I'm going to try to answer here. There's a couple of different avenues that people can chime in here. All right, while I'm looking at this question, which hasn't shown up yet, scientists from three top schools are now arguing, these are colleges, that building up herd immunity is the best thing for America to do right now.
Well, that certainly was what we heard early on in this whole thing back in March, that would seem to be. In other words, in the general idea, as I understand, and I think most people understand, and I know there's probably some very nuanced things having to do with virology and so forth, but as a general rule, it's that, well, each year, you know, some people get the flu, some people get sick, or this makes things make their way through the population, but we don't have to shut everything down. That's what everybody kind of understood that to mean in layman's sort of understanding of it all. But suddenly we're told, nope, you can't have that either. You have to stay home and just be terrified.
Yeah, and Jeff out in Los Angeles is saying to me, am I ever going to get expelled for asking? Well, I guess it depends on what you ask.
Right.
Right.
Well, the teachers and professors these days are much more bold in the notion that, you know, hey, wait a minute, you just offended somebody by asking a question about the Constitution or something like that. I mean, they're looking for reasons to have a conflict.
All right. Well, we got to get this out there because yesterday, late in the afternoon, this report came out from Ohio. Nearly 50,000 incorrect absentee ballots have been mailed to people in Ohio. What the hell is going on there?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's 49,669 voters that received an incorrect ballot. They're being told they're going to be contacted directly by the Franklin County Board of Elections, and they're going to get a replacement ballot that's going to be mailed to them, you know. But I think, again, it just points up that if these kinds of, I mean, that's a pretty huge number of people, you know, and that one would think that could swing elections in different districts, you know. And so obviously, so when the president comes out and says, hey, there's a lot to go on here that we need to really be careful with, and he's poo-pooed as somebody who's just trying to, you know, set up the election, you know, that kind of thing. It's really not correct at all.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and you hear Kyle numerous times during the week, well, every night on the program here. Now, Kyle, Zogby has put out a poll showing the approval rate for the president at 51%, the disapproval rate at 48%. We also have got a couple of really interesting polls right now. In Arizona, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 4 points. McSally is in a dead heat with Mark, what's his name over there? I forgot his name, but I was emphasizing McSally in that one. In Orlando, the Orlando, Florida area, 1,500 people interviewed, and the local affiliate over there for Fox has Trump up by 3 percentage points. In Georgia, Trump is ahead of Biden by 3. In Texas, Trump is ahead by 5 points. This is not what you're hearing from the mainstream media. You're hearing just the opposite.
Well, exactly. And Captain, you mentioned Orlando. That's very significant for typically regarded as more liberal.
The area that gave us Alan Grayson.
See, well, no kidding. Big time. And so,
and he's gone now, of course.
Yeah, he is. But this is very significant because, again, it shows that I think people are starting to zero in. Let's face it, the Democrats once again have put up a really bad candidate. You know, Hillary Clinton was the wrong candidate on so many different levels, but it was her turn. So, okay, it goes to Hillary, basically, and you know, I'm oversimplifying, obviously, but and then here comes Joe Biden. It was either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders controls the Democrat Party.
Yep.
You know,
hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, you got a couple of national, international stories for you. We're going to talk about what's going on over in Azerbaijan. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here. Military stuff, too.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Delta made landfall at around 6 p.m. Central Time. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter said tarps that were put up to protect buildings damaged 6 weeks ago by Hurricane Laura are now flying off. He told the Associated Press that tarps were being ripped away from rooftops and piles of unsecured debris from Laura are also being tossed about in Delta's high winds. The Category 2 hurricane had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour when it made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. At last check, there were more than 300,000 people without power in Louisiana. More than 110,000 are in the dark in Texas. All positive at the close on Wall Street Friday. The Dow up 161 points. The NASDAQ up nearly 159 points. The S&P 500 up 30. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the Warren Allyn Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends here at Salem Media Group because we have a Columbus Day special now for the Salem Conservative Summit coming to Sarasota, Florida on October the 23rd, where you can see Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and I'm the Master of Ceremonies, and we'll be conducting the comments that will be going on there during the onstage performance, the questions and answers. And we have a brand new deal where if you buy one standard VIP ticket, you get the other one for free. Now, you use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Just go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com and order your tickets today, and you'll be in like Flynn. Remember, that's the Columbus Day special for the Answers Salem Media Group Conservative Summit down at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota on Friday, October the 28th. It's going to be a great event. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And again, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and I'm the Master of Ceremonies. Alrighty. That's, and don't forget, use product code BOGO. Alrighty, it's time for an Edwards notebook, and let's see if we can get this going here. Here we go.
The leftist media elites prove once again they, like all leftists, are dishonest goons not worthy of any attention. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. For several decades, media elites, Democrats, and entertainers have lectured the rest of us about what we, the people, should think, say, and do.
Those people have scolded us about not being tolerant enough for their warped taste. The leftists are so mentally tainted, they support Black Lives Matter and Antifa Marxist activists, rioters, burning city businesses, harassing elderly sovereign citizens dining at restaurants, burglarizing stores, blocking traffic, etc., all with or without masks. Yet those same hypocrites don't want other people to go out or to even sing at church, conduct business activities, or for students to attend government schools. Although that could be a good thing because students who are not schooled are not being indoctrinated. The bottom line is we the people must not tolerate being bullied by leftists who are on a mad mission to fundamentally transform our republic into a tyrannical nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and this is the Edwards Notebook, and you hear that at this time on the weekend edition. And Kyle Warren from the Professor of Politics is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got an international incident which has turned into a war in Azerbaijan and Armenia. It's a conflict that's brought not only the Russians into it, but the Syrians into it. And we know there are forces at work there that are jihadists, for sure. And the government there, and by the way, I believe the Azerbaijan foreign minister was fired yesterday for not having the right intel to tell him what was going on. But this is an attack against, again, a free government, freestanding government by jihadists that want to convert everybody and put their way of life into the middle of things, right?
Well, that's right, Captain. What's going on there? This is a breakaway region, as it's referred to, of Nagorno-Karabakh. And this actually goes back way back to the breakup of the Soviet Union. This area essentially has been recognized as being part of Azerbaijan, but it's mostly ethnic Armenians that live there and basically run it. And so this is what they've been literally fighting over now. And as you mentioned, you've got Russia, you've also got Syria, and you also have Turkey that has some interest in this, and you also have arms dealers and so forth supporting both sides, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight right now, as some 300 people already seem to have been killed since all this started up around September 27th.
And, of course, the United States has been doing a lot of intel, not only about that, but also about Iran and Russia and China. And what's coming out of the intel briefings right now is that the China meddling in things around the country, around the world, dwarfs anything Russia or Iran are doing.
Yeah, I would think that would be, pretty...
Front page news.
Pretty front page news.
But it's not.
Well, because China has these big interests in all these different areas. They have, I think, a real comprehensive view of how they want to interact with the world and what they want the world to do, basically. And so, yes, I would think that that's very true what we're hearing.
Yeah, and we also know that corporate America has been doing pretty good during all of this COVID virus stuff that's been going on around, and some of the ones that retooled and made ventilators and made masks and made different things for the PPE that people needed and all that stuff, they continue to work, they continue to make money. And the reports coming from Investor Business Daily says that some $2 trillion, that's T with a trillion, $2 trillion has been put in the bank by these corporations awaiting the results of the 2020 elections as to what they do next.
Well, exactly right. They are, I think, gearing up for, a couple of different things. One would be, are they going to be able to release the money that they're sitting on, for example, in order to begin to expand again post-COVID? Or are they going to run into regulation? Are they going to run into higher taxes? The Joe Biden campaign has told everybody flat out they're going to raise the taxes on corporations. It just doesn't matter. And so they have to get into that holding pattern right now. Otherwise, they risk losing, what they've built up. And of course, also, I think, just like with the Great Depression, you know, people who lived through the Great Depression, they always figured out that, well, because, like, for example, people would recognize their grandparents would never waste anything. You know, they would always be very, very cognizant of how much they were spending, and they'd never throw anything away, pretty much. That's, I think, a general mentality coming out of the COVID crisis, because we could go back into lockdown tomorrow with some new virus that could come out of China.
Yeah, and for everybody that's listening to us, Florida is going to be the epicenter of the presidential election this weekend and into Monday, because we've got the Trump family here, the surrogates are here right now. Donald Trump Jr. Happens to be here. He's doing a tour, if you will, for the, it's called the Fighters Against Socialism kickoff event, which starts out in Tampa, Florida tomorrow with UFC superstar Jorge Masvidal and Maximo Alvarez. It'll be at the Tampa Convention Center at 11 a.m. Then, Monday morning in Tampa, we've got Second Lady Karen Pence coming here for an Operation Make America Great Again event at the Tabela's at Delaney Creek here in Tampa. That starts at 11:30. And then the president himself will be here Monday night in Sanford, Florida, back at the Orlando Sanford International Airport at the big hangar there. They're going to have a major event there, a major rally. Doors open at 4 p.m. The event begins at 7 p.m. It's going to be a really well-attended and big event. And Kyle, I'll bet you they'll have 25,000, 30,000 people there.
Yeah, I think you're right, Captain. And again, I think the president's going a long way to show, again, how do we deal with COVID? We deal with it boldly. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to move forward. And I think in many ways he will help to destigmatize the idea that if somebody had COVID-19 and got over it, because you'll hear from the media and from the far left, how dare he go outside and see anybody? He had COVID-19, but again, he's been cleared by his doctors to do so, and that's good enough. Should be good enough for everybody, especially if you're Kamala Harris. She said she would take the vaccine if doctors told her to. Well, doctors are saying it's okay for President Trump to go out and see people.
Yeah, they are. And the other thing is that the president's not going to do anything that the doctors won't tell him he can't do. He said when interviewed yesterday that he already had been given another COVID test, was awaiting the results back. He hadn't heard the results yet. And that's all they get is they give him a green light when he's built up the antibodies and he's no longer showing any of the virus in his system.
And can you imagine this, Captain? Just like you, the president may donate plasma at some point and help other people to fight this disease.
That's right. And by the way, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because on the 15th, I'm going to go donate another unit of blood. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, let you know what's going on along I-10. Now you guys up on I-20 need to be concerned, as the storm has pretty much made its way to I-20 with heavy rain, winds. Be careful. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her doing that very much. And when you hear her, that means the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is right around the corner. And it's brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Now, you truckers that are out there, you folks that are out on the highways, when you see one of the pilots or Flying J's, pull on in there on the Third Watch, get yourself a free cup of coffee. And how you do it is you say, hey, I just heard your ad on the Captain's America radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And he said, I could come in here and get myself a free cup of coffee. Well, yeah, you can. But become a member of the Drivers Club, too, and get the points and all that stuff and start saving money on all the different stuff that you can buy there. All right, here we go. Gonna rock again.
Running on the
AC/DC to crank it up a little bit and get everybody moving around again. And I don't know, I might have Kyle Warren dancing around the kitchen. What's going on there?
Yeah, I love that song. That's cool.
It gets you going. All righty, well, let's get back to the weather here and take a look at what's going on here, because I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, we are definitely paying close attention to Delta, which is now a tropical storm. Came ashore about 6 o'clock last night as a Category 2 hurricane. It's been just ravaging the areas that have been hit for now the fourth time across Louisiana and Mississippi. So Delta is going to continue to impact portions of the Gulf Coast with its storm surge and heavy rainfall and flooding, dangerous winds as it advances northward, certainly through the overnight hours. The potential of flooding will also overspread much of the Mississippi Valley, the Tennessee Valley, and Appalachians this weekend. However, unsettled weather is expected over the Pacific Northwest with warmer temperatures for the plains, and we are hearing about some rain out there. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We got rain falling out of the sky tonight in Seattle, Washington, also down through Washington, through Oregon, Portland, Oregon, on the radar here looking at Salem and Eugene. So, again, this is the rain we were talking about earlier in the week. Going to be there, looks like, Saturday and Sunday, but it's much-needed rain and relief for the wildfires and the air quality that was in the area there, the bad air quality, of course. So if you're coming across I-90 in the state of Washington, it looks like you're going to be starting to run into some of that rain, of course, and certainly if you're going down the 5 freeway. And down in California, Captain, we continue to have some air quality alerts in the central part of the state. We do have cooler temperatures in Southern California, I can attest to that. Some cooler temperatures in the Southwest as well, with Phoenix clocking in at about 94 degrees for Saturday. But up in Nevada, and especially up in the Reno-Carson area, we still have a lake wind advisory going on up there. And then most of Nevada, northern Nevada, covered with fire weather warnings, as is Utah. Also, throughout almost the entire state of Wyoming, we either have fire weather warnings or air quality alert because of those wildfires, the wildfire smoke, which extends down into Colorado, down the I-25 corridor, and even down into New Mexico right now. Up in Montana, fire weather warning there, low humidity. And in the Idaho Falls area, wind advisory. So if you're coming up the 15 freeway there, you want to make sure that you're ready for any kind of gusts of wind that might be there. They're clocking in right now at about 45 degrees in that area. So we're getting towards the that time of the year, Captain, where it's going to be a lot cooler up in the northern parts.
Okay, well, now taking a look at our tropical storm, which is what it is right now, Delta, it's now a tropical storm. One last check, the last report that I had, winds sustained winds 60 miles an hour. It definitely was moving up the Mississippi Valley, and that's part of the problem here right now, because it's going to follow the Mississippi River Valley all the way to Memphis and make a right turn and then go out towards the Carolinas. Now, we've got some rain. We've had some rain in the mountains of North and South Carolina. West Virginia, Kentucky, you can expect rain in this. Tennessee, you can expect rain. Most, if not all, of Mississippi can expect rain. High winds, too. We've got winds there, gusts above tropical storm force through most of their southwestern corner of Alabama right now. Over towards Mobile, you do have some rain in that area and some wind over there, too. You're going to have rip tides and other problems in the surf all the way over into the panhandle towards Destin, Florida, Panama City, so be advised of that. But as far as any rain, I don't think you'll see any rain in that area. However, flooding is massive again along I-10. And if you're coming out of New Orleans, going north or south on the interstate or any of the U.S. highways there, flooding is massive over there, too. So please be careful and adhere to the warnings. Stay off I-10 until they tell you you can get back on it. I-10 is shut down right now through Lake Charles all the way over towards New Orleans. So you're not going to go anywhere anyway. Also, Arkansas, you'll have some significant flooding there And it looks like as if you're going to get it again around Jackson, Mississippi. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate being able to talk to him. And right now we're going to go to the phone line and talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to have a VIP visitor come Monday in Sanford at the Sanford Airport. The president is getting back out onto the campaign circuit. He's going to have a big rally there, and I'm telling you, my prediction is 25, 30,000 people. What say you?
I would not have a clue about how many, but I would not be surprised if it was, 30,000 for sure. And I think he's doing a another event at the White House this weekend.
Saturday.
Kind of as a practice. So.
Yeah, well, whatever, and that's all good. But the other thing is he was on Rush Limbaugh's show yesterday, kind of gearing himself back up again, introducing himself back to the people, if you will. But when we come back after the top of the hour, there are some significant details as to what is going on across the country right now, which is not what the mainstream media is telling you. I've been accurate with what I've been telling people for a long time with the polling information I got, as well as some of the other information that I've got. By the way, he was originally going to try to have a rally right here in Tampa, but because of things that were going on, he couldn't do it. So Tampa's number two on the list, but he will be coming to Tampa very soon.
Yeah, he was also on Mark Levin's show last night, and then they did the two-part interview with Dr. Siegel aired both on Tucker Carlson's show and Shannon Bream's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all interesting stuff. We'll be seeing a lot of it over the weekend, and I look forward to hearing what he had to say. I do know he said he's feeling really good. The medication that they gave him, he had his last treatment, I believe, yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
Okay. And he said he was doing very well, and he was waiting for the results back because I believe the doctor asked him if he had the results back in his latest test, and he said no.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought, folks. Be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And plenty of stuff going on in the world in which we live. Not only the president, but also this presidential commission. No debate coming up. That's been canceled. And Nancy Pelosi. Maybe she needs to have the 25th Amendment thrown at her. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.